This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Start with a prayer. Okay, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to read a prayer that's really, really old. Everybody, you can sit in front of me here. I am going to sit here. Yep. I know it's kind of cold, isn't it? But it's nice. We don't get cold a lot. Go ahead and you can sit down. You can pull a, yes, very good. I know. Well, we have to look at it as a gift. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start with a prayer. It's a really, really old prayer. It's by St. Augustine. And he wrote a prayer that I think is really nice. So the Lord be with you. Let us pray. And this is from the 5th century. So this is a lot. I know. Really, really long time ago. He lived from 354 to 430 after Christ. I know. A long time. I know. And he was a great guy. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. So this time I want every single one of you to answer something today. Is that good? Does everybody agree with that? Maybe? You're not so happy? Okay. Zach, I have you in the back too in case I need you, right? Okay, so the first question I have to ask you is, what does a king do?
Protect their people.
Protect their people. Excellent. What else does a king do?
Looks and watches over the kingdom.
Looks and watches over the kingdom. Anything else?
Rules over the people.
So if you lived in a country that has, oh, just wait a minute. If you lived in a country that has a king, do you have to do what the king does? Everybody? Yeah, well, because you're an American, you don't think you do, but you do if you live in a country where there's a king. Right. I can get it. I know that you understand we live in a democracy, so we don't have a king. Is that right with everybody? We don't have a king. Right. However, there was a king long, long time ago. His name was King David. Does anybody know stories about King David? What happened? What was one thing King David did? Does anybody know? He had muscles, right? He was buff. He was Hulk. Yes, he was Hulk. I learned a new word. He was Hulk. So he was buff and Hulk, and he was a warrior. So he was really good with a sword and all the different... And he also was good with swinging stones because he killed Goliath with a stone, a big guy. We'll talk about that story another time. Anyway, but the thing is, today we're looking at a story. Just wait one second. Today we're looking at a story about kings and Pilate. And every time I say Pilate, you're supposed to go, ooh, one, two, three. Pilate. Can you hear the adults?
No.
I thought that was kind of sad. Pilate. Yes. So Pilate says to Jesus, are you a king?
No.
And Jesus says, kind of what Jesus says is, yeah, I'm a king, but I'm not like you. I'm a different kind of king. So let's take a look at two different kinds of kings. Pilate is a king that has a lot of what? Oh, good. Power. Excellent. He has a lot of power. Jesus is a king that has a lot of, but also power. His power of love, right? Where's Huey Lewis in the news when you need him? The power of love. I'm dating myself. Okay, so Jesus has the power of love, and Pilate has the power, thank you, of violence. Pilate is not afraid to commit violence. This is good. You all are really learning. So I want you to start thinking about how Jesus is king. How would Jesus want you to act? If he's telling us how to act, What are the things he would tell you to act? You haven't answered yet. What would he say? How would he say you should treat your friends?
To be kind.
Very kind. And how would he say you should treat your enemies?
Kind.
Kind, yes. And so Jesus teaches us to live in a certain way. What does it mean to live holy? That was the whole thing today. What does it mean to live holy? Okay, ladies, what about all of you? What does it mean to be holy?
I know.
Well, go ahead. She hasn't spoken yet.
Nice.
How many people want to be nice? Yes. How many people want nice people to be nice to them? Yes. Okay, so I think you need to turn around and tell your parents and all the to be nice. That includes all of them. So everybody out there, are you all going to promise to be nice? Okay, so that's the kind of king Jesus is. The kind of king Pilate is. Is Pilate nice?
No.
Here's a new word for you. Pilate is ruthless. He's ruthless. So he just doesn't care how you feel. What he cares about is having power. So I want you to think about how Jesus never forces us to do anything. Does Jesus force you to be good? No. What does Jesus want you to do about being good? Yes. Be kind.
Be nice.
Be loved and love each other. Yes. What else? Treat people with respect. That was a great one. Yes. Treat people with empathy. What does empathy mean? Okay. Who knows what empathy means? Yes. Excellent. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes. Not just being filled with sympathy, which means you're sorry for them, but you actually want to take care of them. So that's excellent. One more thing.
Also, God wants you to be also very grateful.
Grateful. And we're coming into Thanksgiving. That couldn't be more perfect. We're coming into Thanksgiving and we need to be grateful. But here's what I want to really get to you. Wait a minute. Here's what I want you to really think about. Did you have something to say? Go ahead. Yes. God wants you to treat others the way you want to be treated. One thing I want you to learn today more than anything else is that you have choice. You choose. You choose to be good.
But you're choosing who to choose.
You choose. Right. I chose to have the kids come up here. Right. Your choices. Your choices make your life. Adults, do you agree that your choices have made your life?
Yes.
And how does Jesus want you to make choices?
Good.
He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be good. He wants you to choose good things. Right. What did you say? Really, really good. So I want you to really think about that. And I want you to think about how he's a really good king, and he's a better king than Pilate. And he's very different from other worldly people. And what I want to close with is a nice prayer. So let's see. Who hasn't spoken? Will you read the prayer? Will you come up and read the prayer? It's really easy.
Dear God, thank you for Jesus.
Okay, now we get to repeat. Thank you for Jesus, everyone.
Thank you for Jesus.
Who is the best king ever?
Who is the best king ever?
Because he shows us.
Because he shows us.
How to receive your gifts.
How to receive your gifts.
And then share those gifts with others.
And then share those gifts with others.
Thank you and amen.
Okay. Now, students, and listen, I'm an old teacher, I'm sorry. Students and kids and everything else that you are, if you go back to your families, I have a couple things to say to the adults. Thank you very much. Can I have a hand for them? A Okay, I'm not going to keep you long because we have a lot going on today. We have Commitment Sunday, so during the service, we will be having the baskets up here, and after we do the offertory, we'll also have you come up and put your commitment cards in the baskets, and we'll do a litany for that. But I can't read this reading from Scripture and not think about St. Augustine, adults. How many of you adults know who St. Augustine is? I think you did a study on him in here. You did. Very good. And I want to tell you something about St. Augustine. You know why he was great? His mother. How many of you love your mother? Well, St. Augustine, we call the city Augustine, but we call him Augustine. St. Augustine had Monica was his mother, and she's a saint too, because guess what? She never gave up on him. And kids, I want to tell you, you don't want to live the life that Augustine lived in the beginning, because he was a party hardy, and he never stopped, and he did all kinds of bad things. He did not make those good choices. He made questionable choices. So we want to be like Augustine when he got older, right? And what he said, he wrote a book, and this is all I'm going to say to you, is he wrote a book called The City of God. And I don't know how many of you have read it, because it's pretty, and it's long, and it's difficult. But let me just cut to the chase and tell you what City of God said. He said, there's a city of God, and there's a city of man, humans. And what do we want to create here on earth? The city of God. Is that easy? No, it's not. But we have to keep looking at that vision. We have to keep thinking of the goodness. We have to keep thinking of what's right. Choose what's right. Choose what's right. And to lead with love. That's what St. Augustine would say. So it's really important that you can see that the city of God would be Jesus and the city of man would be Pilate. And so let us make sure that we make really good choices, and let us really hold Jesus in our heart as the King of Kings. And we all said, Amen. Amen. Miss Sue? Miss Sue's going to take you on another trip. Here we go. Miss Sue?
We are going to be entering the world of controlled chaos. How about that? Okay, so I need all the daughters of the kings. I need all the Sunday school families and children to come on up. I need anyone who has ever a curseista to come on up. Okay?
Anyone who wants to come up.
Come up. All right, so Luke, you're going to be my... you're going to be okay with him in front of you? Okay. All right, so come on up. We have a whole altar. You can stand on the altar, the kids, too. Okay, we are in controlled chaos. Okay, what's happening today is the kids, as part of their call to worship, have been practicing the song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. And it does require everybody to try to participate. Now, can I have the PowerPoint? Okay, can I have the chorus? Yes. Okay. So the song has action songs. It's not signing, but it's an action song. So it goes, this is heaven and earth and sky. This is heaven and sky, earth and grave. The hardest one is the words, my debt to pay. And basically, it is the sign of the cross. All right. The other one is cross. You're going to bend your arm up, put the other one across. So it'll go, you came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Now we're going to try it, and hopefully Sue can sing in pitch. Boy, we got quite the crowd up here. Oh, this is good. I also need my guitar. Oh, by the way, this is the Strumming Saints, and what we do is we lead the first 10 minutes of worship with the children in Sunday school. Okay? And I'm going to have you guys move just a little bit. Can you move on to that side or up at the altar? Yeah. Oh, only because Miss Sue does need to have some music, right? Okay. So anyway, so the song goes, "You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high." Okay, so what would be even better is maybe some of you should, if you can or want to, stand up, because you can dance a lot easier and nobody's watching you. The words to the song is going to be a PowerPoint. For those here, I've got Luke, my main man, is going to be working the board. Okay, because he's got a lot of experience of it. Okay.
And this is your exercise today.
Yes. Christian Aerobics 101. Can you go back to the beginning of the song now? Yeah. So, you guys will have this here. And trust me, it's easy to catch on. You're going to have a lot of fun. And listen, if we're all doing it, nobody's holding anybody accountable, okay? Nobody else is watching. They're too busy trying to do their thing. All right. Let's see. Can we swing in a little bit more? Yeah, come on over. Don't leave me by myself. Okay. All right. Let me turn this.
Let's do it.